report card season around the country. Many of you will be receiving grades from your kids' schools. Tens of thousands of students wait on pins and needles. But there could be some disappointment, unexpected disappointment this year. And that's because a recent study shows that students' test scores tend to drop across the board if the community's economy is down, regardless of whether the students' own parents have lost their jobs. Beth Koblenner can explain it to us. In addition to being the author of Get a Financial Life, she's also an appointee to the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability. So, Beth, there's the unsurprising part, which is that kids are affected when their parents lose their jobs.
Exactly. Okay. We would expect that.
Right. The unexpected part is that kids are affected when people lose their jobs just in their town.
Exactly. This is the National Bureau of Economic Research. This report just came out this month. And what it really highlighted was this sort of trickle-out theory, that it wasn't just the kids whose parents lost their jobs, but the kids whose parents who didn't lose the jobs who really were hurt. And you start thinking, why is that the case? Well, first of all, as much as we think we're in a society where we're all, you know, looking at our computer screens and our heads are in our own virtual communities, it really points to the fact that we do pay attention to our neighbors and we're kind of impacted by what happens to them. We're social beings and we see what's going on, and that impacts our families. It impacts our kids. So even if you didn't lose your job, your company, first of all, is probably having cutbacks, their lack of raises, their decreased benefits, more stress to you. And also in that community, if you own a restaurant, your business is impacted. If your neighbors can't, you know, they lose their job and they can't come to your restaurant. So there are a lot of different intersections that occur, and that then transfers to the kids. So kids are feeling the stresses of the economy.
So what we get in this study is just they're noticing a particular statistic,
right,
and that the unemployment rate goes up in a city and grades go down across the board, no
right.
matter what.
That's right.
But what we don't know is why.
Well, they're speculating. We don't have the exact reason why, but they're speculating for all these different psychological reasons. And a lot of it is due to stress. And we know how stress can have a bad impact in all kinds of areas. And what, you know, when you look at how this impacts the classroom specifically, students whose parents have lost their jobs, first of all, they're worrying about finding a new job. We know that. But it's also affecting the teachers. If teachers are about to be laid off or worried about being laid off, it's affecting not only their attitudes, but also teacher, you know, student-teacher ratios. Schools are talking about replacing, you know, maybe experienced teachers with less experienced teachers. There are all kinds of factors that go into place. And what I found was...
But it's also a moving target, Beth. Mm-hmm, I mean, the teachers could be grading harder. You know what I mean?
They're cranky.
Teachers could be annoyed.
They're irritated. They're
right.
cranky.
Exactly.
You know, they feel maybe they're teaching to kids who are being more disruptive. There are all kinds of things. And what's interesting to me is the way the study quantified it so succinctly. And they found that if the job loss in a state was 1%, the average eighth grader's math scores fell by 3 points. So they looked at a state.
Math scores.
And specifically, math was more impacted. And they speculate that's because math is something that's more intensively taught in the classroom, whereas by eighth grade, reading is something you do at home, you do in the classroom, whereas math is, you know, if you're doing algebra 1 year, then you're doing geometry another year. It's a whole new set of
facts.
But
we don't actually know.
I mean,
that's the interesting thing.
Right.
I mean, the other part of this report that I saw was that the older the kid, the more likely they are to be affected, which sort of makes sense.
Right.
Teens are more aware of what's going on in their community.
I think that's right. And teens, you know, as a mother of two teens, they're a little more angst-ridden, I think, and they're, you know, they're affected in general, but they are more affected about what's going on. Also, children whose parents are not as highly educated were affected more. Minority students were affected more. So there are a lot of factors brewing around this. But I think what real big problem this points to is when you look at the fact that there's a big drop in a student, you think, oh, what's the big deal? 3 points down, 10 points down on a test score, who cares? But there are these No Child Left Behind guidelines. And if a school falls below those guidelines, you know, just by
funding
a few points, that could change everything. In the worst case, the school could be closed down. down. So you're talking about this impact that could cause even more stress as time goes on.
So we're talking about public schools. We don't have any studies on private schools. I mean, at this point, for parents to figure out if their kids are affected, what if you're homeschooled?
Right. That's another factor, too. I'm sure, certainly in those cases, there are a lot of pressures on all parents. You know, look, we all know, you know, when you see a movie and the breadwinner loses a job, it's always often they'll show how great it is because the father who is out working now gets to spend time with the kids. That's a myth. The reality is it's usually the parent who's out there now working twice as hard to try to find a job or working three different jobs that are still paying less money. So I think that this points to the fact that if, you know, the takeaway is that if you're in a situation and you're in it, as we all are, as most people are across the country, where there are tough economic times, even if it's not impacting your family directly, you have to talk to young children, tween children, teen children in different ways about what's going on. So, you know, it may not help completely, but I think it's clear that children are suffering when they're seeing these economic problems
and
take place.
Test scores and grades, do they sort of reinforce the same trend, or is it just test scores that we're talking about?
They look specifically, these economists look specifically at math and reading test scores, and they found that both dropped, but specifically the math dropped more dramatically. And basically, they looked not just at unemployment rates, but really areas where there were massive layoffs. So it was directly correlated. The more massive the layoffs, the lower the test drops.
You know, it could just be that the math teachers are more likely to look really carefully at all those economic numbers, and therefore they become more depressed as the economy goes down and they grade harder.
But
I mean, you don't know.
We don't know exactly what happened, but the fact that they found this correlation and they're really looking at it carefully, I mean, I'm seeing more and more in this world of economics the association between stress and what it means in the workplace, what it means in the classroom, what it means to academic performance. And I found it very interesting that, you know, there was a American Psychological Association poll that found that, you know, the majority of parents, they say the number one stress for them was work and the economy, but they don't think stress impacts their kids. And yes, when you ask the kids, 91% of kids say they know their parents are stressed out. And the reason they know is because their parents are yelling, arguing, and complaining. So kids are aware of what's going on. And I think whether you're lost a job.
So my two 12-year-olds are now turning to my wife and saying, see?
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 This is what
Daddy
we've been saying for the last few months.
Exactly.
He's been really stressed.
It's crazy around here.
Yeah.
You guys are so stressed out.
It's always great, conversations with Beth Koblenzer, Takeaway contributor, appointee to the President's Advisory Council on Financial Capability. And I'm really interested to turn this out to our listeners. Tell us if you're seeing signs of this in your own community. Tell us, A, what the unemployment rate is where you live, and B, if you think the test scores are going down for kids, and then C, what do you think is the cause of it? Beth, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and give us the report on the grades and the economy where you live.
And you can read a blog by Beth Koblenzer on talking to your kids about grades when unemployment is on their radar and how to evaluate test scores. Just go on over to thetakeaway.org and click blog. And if you've had it with stress, just focus on the summer. We want you to document the summer on our iPhone app. Get instructions on how to download that. And we want to see the picture of your summer as it begins on this first day of summer. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.